那今天我们就会继续来看《登山宝训
Today we will continue to study the Sermon on the Mount.
就是耶稣基督去代表神所传的救恩的教导。
And is teaching concerning salvation, that Jesus gave, representing God.
那其实我们今天会来到一个段落。
So today we come to this section.
就是七章的结尾。
That's in chapter 7, towards the end.
那也是登山宝训的结尾。
And that's the end, the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount.
也是主耶稣在登山宝训所说最后一段的教导。
So this is the final section in Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount.
那不知不觉我们看马太福音，大家记得有多长了？
I wonder if you remember how long we have been studying the Gospel of Matthew together.
有没有人记得？
Does anyone remember?
Victor, 记不记得
Would Victor remember?
不记得。年轻人有没有记性好一点呢
Is there anyone with a good memory, especially the youth here?
其实我们看了一年六个月了。
Actually, we've already studied together for the past 1.5 years.
那时间很快哦。
So time passes by very quickly.
那我们也感恩天父一直带领我们。
And we thank Father Yahweh for leading us all along.
那 Olive 师母上一周在讲道里面告诉我们，第七章是主耶稣他讲道的一些结语。
Last week, Sister Olive shared with us chapter 7 of the Gospel of Matthew is actually the final remarks of Jesus' teaching in this section, in the Sermon on the Mount.
那整个第七章里面有许多重要的提醒。
And throughout chapter 7, there were many important reminders for us.
那上一周师母也提出来这些的提醒都是有关生与死的选择。
And last week, Sister Olive reminded us that all these teaching or reminders concern a choice, a decision between life and death.
比如说七章的开头，主耶稣提醒门徒要分辨那通往生命的窄门与窄路，对比通往灭亡的这个宽路。
For example, in the beginning of chapter 7, Jesus reminded his disciples to discern and choose to enter through the narrow gate that leads to life, as opposed to entering through the road, the wide road that leads to destruction.
那上一星期我们也看到要分辨真福音还有假的福音。
And in last week's message, we also saw that we need to discern between true gospel and false gospel.
那小心提防假先知、假教师。
And we have to be aware of false prophets, false teachers.
那不要信错了而走上灭亡的路。
And let us avoid believing in the wrong teaching and end up walking on the path leading to destruction.
那还要分辨真假基督徒。
And we also need to discern between true Christians and false Christians.
那也是提醒我们每一位不要只是做一个称呼耶稣为主啊主啊的人。
And we were also reminded not to be someone who only calls upon our Lord, Lord, Lord.
但是生活中还是自我中心的生活。
And yet continue on living a self-centered life.
而不是好像主耶稣背起十字架，过一个以神为中心去行神旨意的生活。
Unlike Jesus, who was bearing his cross and all his life walked in the Father's will.
那只是称呼耶稣为主啊主啊，但是生命里却没有顺服去行神旨意的，是进不了天国的。
And we're reminded that if we only says to the Lord, 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 and yet we do not do God's will in our everyday life, we shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
而耶稣在今天我们要看登山宝训的最后一个教导，同样也和生与死的选择有关。
And today, as we come to the last section of Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, we are faced with, again, this choice between life and death.
那是关于我们选择做一个聪明人，还是做一个愚昧的人。
And this choice is concerning whether you would like to be whether you would like to be someone who's wise or whether you would like to be someone who's foolish.
那或许你会有一个疑问，难道选择做愚昧人还是聪明人，也是跟生死有关吗？
Maybe you have a question in your heart. Well, even the decision and the choice between being someone wise or someone foolish, would be concerning life and death, really?
那相信我们读过今天的经文，会有一些的明白。
But I believe as we go through today's passage, you would come to understand why.
在马太福音的七章二十四到二十七节。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27.
二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Verse 24, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock.
26节，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌得很大。
Verse 26, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
那相信大家从今天的经文看到，不难看出主耶稣在对比两类的人。
I think it shouldn't be difficult to see in today's passage, Jesus is contrasting two types of people.
那两类对福音不同的回应。
He's contrasting two types of response to the good news.
那第一类的人是主耶稣看为是聪明人的人。
And the first group of people are people whom Jesus saw as the wise people.
就是听了他的话就去行的人。
People who would actually go and act upon what they've heard.
那他用一个比喻来形容他们的人生。
And Jesus uses a parable to describe their life.
就是把房子盖在磐石上。
And that is, they are building their house upon the rock.
那房子经过风雨还有洪水仍然稳固不倒塌。
So such house can withstand the test of wind and water and floods and still stand strong.
那第二类的人就是主耶稣看为是愚昧人的人。
And then there's a second type of people that Jesus saw as foolish.
就是那些听了他的话却不去行的人。
And these people are people who've heard what Jesus taught and yet do not do what they've heard.
那主耶稣用把房子建在沙土上的比方来形容这一类人的人生。
And Jesus uses the example, the parable of building a house upon sand to describe such people.
那房子建在沙土上的后果就是它是经不起风雨洪水的冲击而会倒塌。
And the result of building a house upon sand is that it cannot withstand the pressure of floods and winds and rain, and in the end it just collapses.
而且这里说并且倒塌得很大。
And notice it even says, great, what's the fall of it?
那在这段经文里面，主耶稣把人生比喻为盖房子。
So in this passage, Jesus is actually comparing our lives as a process of building a house.
那主耶稣在这里所教导的角度，我们去思想的时候，确实你和我每天都在盖房子。
And as we ponder what Jesus is teaching us here from this point of view, actually we realize, yes, every day we are building a house.
那确实我们每天都在建造，在工作，在充实自己，在为人生和家庭做不同的安排还有预备。
Indeed, every day we are building upon something. We're working hard, we are trying to prepare for our life, for our family in different ways.
那房子这样子一个居住的地方也是我们不陌生的一件事情。
And a house is nothing strange to us, but it's something familiar to us.
因为昨天晚上你在哪里睡觉。
Think about it. Last night, where did you sleep?
在你的房子里。
Of course, inside your house.
在你的屋子里，因为我们大部分人每天都会用到它。
Every day, most of us would make use of a house or our home.
那当然，偶尔我们会离开家，去到一些特别的环境。
Of course, occasionally we might leave our home and go somewhere else to somewhere more special.
去年暑假我们少年组有机会这个男孩去露营。
For example, last summer, the youth boys went camping together in
那我们是在户外是离开了我们的房子。
So we lived outdoors away from our home.
但是我们也一起搭了帐篷。
But we still built a camp.A tent together.
虽然它不是好像我们房子可以这么的隔热啊，防雨啊，但是那一天晚上真的有下雨，我们都睡得还好。
So of course, a tent is not as durable as a house. It doesn't withstand the rain or heat as well as a house. And yet, on that night when we stayed in the tent, we were fine, even though it did rain.
当然，Victor 也分享，可能他没睡好，因为有不同的二重奏就是打呼噜的重奏、三重奏等等。
Of course, Victor also shared he didn't manage to sleep well, mainly because there was snoring everywhere. So, yeah.
不过这样子的在外面的一环境，我们也需要一些的护庇帮助我们能够有一个安全的环境去生活。
So even when we are outdoors, we still need some kind of shelter to help us to live or stay securely.
那在我们的房子里面也有厨房。
And inside the house, we've got a kitchen.
那是也有水。
And there's water.
那我们可以去为生活预备需要的水和食物。
So every day we can prepare food or water that we need.
那也有暖气。
Maybe heating as well.
那帮助我们不至于天气春天变化这么大的时候而感冒啊这些。
So that when the weather changes, we won't easily fall sick because of the changing temperature.
所以房子确实和我们的生活息息相关。
So we can see that houses indeed have everything to do with our daily life.
那它给我们一个安全的环境，可以顺利的生活。
It gives us a safe environment to live smoothly.
那所以主耶稣把人生比喻为盖房子也是非常恰当的。
So Jesus uses this parable of building a house to represent our lives is indeed very apt.
而房子盖得好不好也会直接影响到我们的生活。
And whether a house is well built will directly affect our life quality.
好像这个比喻里面说的其中一个房子呢风吹雨淋的时候就倒塌了，而且倒塌的很大。
And just as this parable tells us, one of the houses here mentioned here actually fell and collapsed badly once there was rain and floods coming, winds.
所以房子盖得不好，确实有可能使人丧命。
So when a house is not well built, it might actually lead to death.
那自己也经历过一点点这样的体会。
And actually, I personally had a taste of this.
在08年，大家都或许还记得，在中国有一场大地震，就是汶川大地震。
I believe most of you remember back in 2008, there was a terrible earthquake in Sichuan, 汶川。
那当时候我在西北。
At that time, I was in the northwestern part of China.
那这次地震的印象非常的深刻。
And that experience is still very vivid in my mind.
当时我刚好和一位弟兄在预备已经出了门要往短宣去传福音的路上。
Actually, one of our brothers in our church and I were already on our way to a short mission to share the good news.
那我们就在一个小的便利店里面买需要的用品。
And at the time, we were buying some daily necessities at a small corner store.
那突然间就，怎么发现所有东西都在震动？
And then suddenly we realized all the goods, all the shelves were all shaking.
那而且是越来越厉害。
And it got more and more serious.
那这个架子上的东西都掉下来了。
And at one point, all the goods just fell off from the shelves.
对，就是几秒钟，五秒钟以内的时间。
Within 5 seconds.
那老板娘就尖叫，就跑出去了，她也不管她的东西了。
And the boss, who is a lady, she just screamed and ran out, just leaving behind all her goods, her shop.
当然，我们也赶快就出来这个店。
So we also quickly left the shop.
但是印象非常深刻，因为从来没有碰过这么晃动的经历，是你站都站不稳的。
But yeah, it really left a deep impression on me because all my life I had never had such experience of in being in the midst of such big feeling the impact of an earthquake. So everything was shaking. I couldn't even stand properly.
那如果当时候这个便利店没有盖得好，那而是倒下来的时候，那可能我们今天也不在这个世上了。
And if that shop wasn't well built and it just collapsed, then today you won't see me here.
那所以房子是否稳固，是否能够经得起灾难而不倒，它确实和生死有关。
So whether a house is well built, whether it's strong, it's got a strong foundation, and whether it can withstand the test of disaster, indeed has everything to do with our life and death.
所以主耶稣在这里说，选择做聪明人还是愚昧人，确实是生与死的选择。
And that's why I said, when Jesus talks about being a wise man versus a foolish man, has everything to do with our life and death.
那究竟你还有我是否是主耶稣这里所说的智慧人还是愚昧的人呢？
So think about it, are you a wise man or are you a foolish man that Jesus is talking about here?
那这两类的人，他们所盖的房子外表上看是一样的，就是一个房子。
Actually, the two types of people, the houses that these two types of people built look similar, look the same from the outside.
但是内在却不一样，它的根基却不同。
But its foundation is totally different.
那结局也不同。
And the end result is also different.
就好像人在世上都在生活，但是却有分别。
It's just like every one of us are living in this world right now, but our ends may be different.
那首先我们留意到哪一些人是亚伟神还有耶稣基督眼中心目中看为是聪明人的人。
First, let us consider what types of people are considered wise in God's eyes.
那我们看到主耶稣说，凡听见我这话就去行的就是这一类的聪明人了。
Jesus tells us here, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them are the wise men.
但是当我们仔细去思想主耶稣的话的时候，会发现这和我们一般的理解很不一样。
But if we consider this carefully, we would realize what we understand may be very different from what Jesus is trying to convey here.
那一般我们会认为哪一类的人才是聪明人呢？
Normally, who would you consider wise?
那是不是岂不是那些能够掌握一些知识啊，能够学习很快的那些人吗？
Normally wouldn't it be someone who learns really quickly, who can grasp certain knowledge quickly?
那比如说我们在学校的同学。
For example, some of our classmates.
或者你的孩子。
Or your own children.
那他们明白了一题非常困难的数学题。
They managed to solve a very difficult math problem.
那是你不知道的。
Is even what you cannot solve.
那或者是读一篇很难读明白的文章。
Or they managed to comprehend a very deep, difficult math passage.
但却理解里面的内容，那我们会觉得哇，他很厉害，很聪明。
And we would say, wow, you know, this is so smart. He's so smart.
那一般我们会认为能够掌握理解一些道理和知识就是这聪明的人了。
So normally we would consider someone wise and smart when they can grasp certain theories or knowledge.
但是今天主耶稣在这里的提醒，他说神和基督看为是聪明的人并非是那些听明白耶稣教导的人。
But today Jesus is telling usWhat God and Jesus consider wise is not someone who just comprehend what he teaches.
而是哪一些的人啊?
But which type of people is he referring to?
那这里说, 是听明白耶稣基督的话并且去行的人。
It's talking about people who hear these words of Jesus and do them.
他们不一定完全全部的明白主耶稣的教导。
It doesn't necessarily mean they grasp every single point of Jesus' teaching.
他们不一定是学习主话语多年的基督徒。
And it's not necessarily referring to Christians who have been a Christian for a long time, for many years.
有可能他们是来到教会不久还在寻求神的朋友。
It might well be people who have just recently joined the church to seek God.
那也有可能他们是刚受洗生命还年幼的基督徒。
And it may be Christians who only got baptized recently.
但主耶稣心目中真正聪明的人是那些一旦明白主话语多少就愿意去在生命中回应多少的人。
But actually what Jesus sees as a wise man, a wise person, is a person who would act uponthe little however much he's learned from God.
那也愿意去谦卑依靠神去行的这类的人。
And he's humble enough to rely on God to implement God's will.
那主耶稣说这类人是聪明人。
Jesus is saying these type of people are people who are wise.
那他们这么做呢，就是在将生命建立在磐石上。
And as they do this, they are actually building their house upon a rock.
那相反，即便你和我是学习圣经多年的人，
On the contrary, even if we have studied the Bible for many years,
能够明白神借着耶稣所传的福音的全部的内容，
And even if we can fully comprehend the message of the gospel,
但假若我们在生活中没有用顺服谦卑的心去行，那主耶稣在这里说，这类的人是愚昧的人。
And yet we are still foolish if we do not then act upon this and we do not humbly rely on God to act upon what he's taught us.
那这样的人是愚昧的人，是把生命建在沙土上。
So a foolish man is someone who builds his house upon sand.
那是经不起风雨洪水的考验的。
And this type of house cannot stand the test of floods and winds and rain.
那让我们来总结第一点。
So let me summarize the first point.
主耶稣提醒门徒，真正聪明的人是听明白他的话，并且去回应去行的人。
Jesus is reminding his disciples, the true wise man is someone who understands his word and then respond and acts upon it.
那这一类的人，他们听明白多少就愿意顺服神多少，在生命中去行。
This type of people are willing to obey God and respond to God based on however much they have received, they have learned.
而在神还有基督眼中是愚昧的人，那些是听见他的话却不去行的人。
But who are the foolish men? That is talking about those who have heard and yet do not act upon.
纵然他们可能在头脑上非常清楚知道福音的内容。
Even though they may be very clear in their mind what this message of the gospel is all about.
那接下来我们再进一步去从盖房子的比喻去看这两类人的特点。
Now let us move on and look closely at the characteristics of these two types of people in this parable.
好，是当我们去分辨去对比的时候可以得到提醒。
So that as we learn to discern and to study this, we will choose to, we can be reminded of what God is trying to.
懂得什么样的人是聪明人，懂得选择做这样的人，而选择生命，而不是选择灭亡。
So that we may choose to be wise men to choose life and not death.
那首先我们来思想一下这两类的人他们的眼光还有远见。
Now let us first consider their eyesight, their insight, whether they've got good insight.
那他们都是把人生建立在怎样的根基上？
Let us consider what type of foundation are they building upon.
那相信大家会同意这个比喻里的聪明人他是有远见的。
I'm sure all of you would agree, the wise man in this parable is someone with good insight or foresight.
那他看得见未来。
He can see into the future.
那懂得为将来考虑。
and he knows to prepare for the future.
他懂得把房子建在磐石上、这样的价值。
And he knows the value of building a house upon the rock.
因为他看得见将来会有风雨、有洪水来的那一天。
Because he already foresees there will be a day when the storm will come, the floods will come.
所以他追求把他的房子的根基建立在坚固持久的磐石上。
And that's why he seeks to build the foundation upon the solid rock.
那是把根基立在磐石上。
So he's building that foundation on the rock.
那这不是单单挖开土啊，然后把这个根基放在磐石上这么简单。
But this is not talking about just shallowly digging down and then build a house upon it.
而是要把根基建在磐石的里面。
It's talking about really going deep down into the rock to lay the foundation.
那是需要凿这个磐石。要花很多的功夫还有力气的。
It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, in order to dig deep down into the rock.
那两千多年前并没有现在的这些先进的设备。
And think about it, is back in Jesus' time, more than 2,000 years ago, there was not such high-tech equipment to help.
所以把根基建立在磐石里面呢，是需要花好多的时间、功夫还有代价的。
So you can imagine, in order to dig deep down and lay the foundation upon a rock, it takes a lot of time, effort, and cost. It's a high price to pay.
但是聪明人他为将来着想，他看得见当中的价值。
But a wise man can see the value of it, and because he's got foresight into the future, and he's willing to pay this price.
那对比一下愚昧的人。
And now let's just contrast this with a foolish man.
那他是、把房子盖在沙土上。
The foolish man is building his house upon sand.
看起来他反而是这个比较聪明的人，因为很快就可以把房子盖起来了。
On the surface, he may seem to be the wiser man because in a short time he can build the whole house.
那想象一下，当这个聪明人还在辛苦的挖地、将凿这个磐石的时候，那从这个。愚昧的人已经很快建好房子，在屋子里面喝咖啡啊，当然没有咖啡，喝就是喝水啊，就休息享受了。
Just think about it. As the wise man is still digging deep down, sweating and laying the foundation, the foolish man is already sitting with his feet up, enjoying his coffee. Or maybe back in those days, there's no coffee, so just enjoying a cup of tea or something.
但是聪明人有远见，他知道将来会有。风雨还有洪水。
But the wise man has foresight. He knows there's bound to be rain, winds, and storm coming one day.
那他看得到磐石的稳固还有持久的价值。
And he sees the value of a solid rock as a foundation.
那也因着房子是建立在磐石上面的缘故呢，那当雨淋、水冲、风吹的时候，那房子确实没有倒塌下来。
And it's exactly because this house is built upon this solid rock. When the winds, the rain, the floods do come, the house does not collapse.
那对比聪明人、愚昧人的眼光是非常短浅的，只看到眼前的事情。
The foolish man, on the other hand, has a very, you can say he's short-sighted. He does not see into the future.
那他想要有房子呢，就快快的盖起来。
Because he wants a house, so he quickly builds up the house.
他没有多加考虑将来的事情。
He doesn't really spend much time or put much thought into things concerning the future.
那风雨还有洪水可能会来吧，可能不会来吧，他可能有这样的心理。
Maybe he's thinking to himself, well, yeah, winds and floods may come, but maybe they won't come.
大家如果还记得梁牧师他从以色列回来跟我们的分享里面就谈到在沙漠突然间有这些洪水。
If you recall, Pastor Joe returning from Israel had shared with us that sometimes in the wilderness that would be a sudden flood coming.
那原因就是突然降的雨水因着地势的缘故就变成洪水，在没有水的地方反而淹了水，甚至就是车子还过不了。
because there may be sudden heavy rain, and even in very dry land, like suddenly there would be floods where cars can't even go past.
所以这些事情是会发生的。
So such thing does happen.
但是愚昧人就没有去考虑这些。
But the foolish man does not take this into consideration.
说可能不会来吧，没关系吧。
He just thinks to himself, well, maybe it will not happen, it will not happen to me.
就如有一个小故事叫做采访神。
It's just like a short story called Interview with God.
那在里面有一段话这么说。
And there's a line that says,
那他们就是大部分的人活着的时候好像认为自己不会死去，但死的那一刻又觉得自己从未真正活过。
Many people live as if they will never die, and die as if they had never lived.
那这句话想表达的就是许多人眼光短浅，没有思想，有一天会面对死亡。
And what this is trying to convey is that most people are actually short-sighted. They never really consider one day they too have to face death.
是荒废了一生，没有为将来，没有去问有没有永恒，没有为将来去做预备。
And they end up wasting their whole life because all their life they had not prepared for the future.
那我们
for eternity.
我们继续思想下去，愚昧人所选的根基是沙土。
Now let us keep reading. The foolish man actually chose a foundation on sand.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面提起的两种的根基，其实非常的形象，也很贴切。
Actually, the two types of foundations that Jesus chose in this parable are very good imagery.
那沙土对比岩石。相信大家 不太难想象是怎样。
I believe it's not difficult to imagine how it's actually like using sand versus solid rock to be the foundation.
那当你抓起一把沙，那似乎有东西，也好像可以变成你想它变成的形状。
So when you try to pick up some sand, it seems like, yeah, you can grab sand in your hand and you can try to mold it into what you want.
但是它却是不稳固的。
But indeed, it's not stable at all.
虽然看似稳固，但风雨来就会被水冲走。
But once the wind, the water comes in, it just gets washed away.
那当这个愚昧人将房子建在沙土上的时候，当洪水一来的时候，却就倒塌下来。那所预表的人生也倒塌下来了，而且坏得很厉害。
So once the floods come in, such a house built on sand would collapse, and it represents in a foolish man's life will just collapse.
那当我们
and also the collapse will be great.
思想过，当我们思想过聪明人还有愚昧人他们的特点还有分别以后，在这里我们需要问问自己。
Now that we've understood the difference and the characteristics between these group of people, the wise versus the foolish, let us ask ourselves.
那究竟你还有我是否是主耶稣眼中的聪明人呢？
So are you the wise man talked about here by Jesus? Are you wise in God's eyes?
那你是否是一个有远见，懂得寻求永恒事情，去寻求将生命建立在这些永恒事情里面的人呢？
Are you someone with foresight? Someone who knows to seek eternal things, to build your life upon things that have eternal value?
还是你和我是愚昧的人，是常常目光只是关注在眼前的事情？
Or are you and I the foolish man? All we care about is what we see in this life, what is temporary.
那只看得见短暂眼前的人事物。
All we can see is what's right in front of us, the people, the things that concern us immediately.
而是将生命建立在这些看似可靠、看似有意义却经不起考验的人事物身上呢？
So have we been building our life upon such things that seem reliable, that seem to have some significance, and yet will not stand the real test in life?
那究竟你的生命的根基是立在什么样的根基上面呢？
So ask ourselves, where do we build our house? What type of foundation are we laying upon?
那有些人还年轻，或许你会觉得我的人生有的是时间。
Well, some of us are still very young, and we might think, well, we still have a lot of time.
那有的是健康和体力。
We have good health, we've got strength.
我有聪明的头脑，学东西也快。
We've got intelligence, and we are very fast in learning.
那已经学习了一些技能。
And we've acquired a lot of skills.
所以你所依靠的是你的年轻，还有健康，还有精力。
So what you're relying upon is your youth, your health, and your strength.
那你也将你的生命建基在这上面。
And you've been building your life upon these things.
但其实，你和我能不能有明天还是未知数。
But in reality, whether we have tomorrow is still a question mark.
那把人生建立在年轻还有健康上面是不可靠的。
Even building our lives upon our youth, our health is not reliable at all.
那一定会有失望的一天。
We are bound to be disappointed one day.
那又或者你把人生建立在金钱上面。
Or maybe you've been building your house upon money, wealth.
那许多人说有钱好办事。
Many people say, well, things get easy when you have money.
那有钱有保障，可以买保险。
And if I've got money, I can buy insurance, I'll have security.
那可以治病，还可以养老。
I can cure my illness and I have savings to, for my retirement.
那所以好多人用尽了他们一生去赚钱。
So many people actually spend all their life earning money.
那把人生的目标建立在金钱上面。
And they set their life goals upon making money.
但是钱财也是不可靠的。
But wealth is actually unreliable.
那会令一个人贪心。
And it actually leads to greed as well.
那如是。神的话语所说会带来许多的愁苦，把自己刺透。
Just like God's word reminds us, money actually or greed would lead us to many hurts, and you'll end up in ruin.
那钱财也是会过去的。
And money too will pass away.
会贬值，会被偷。
Well, money will depreciate and it might get stolen.
那甚至会教坏你的孩子。
Or it might even have a bad effect on your children.
那遗产也会带来家庭的纷争。
And oftentimes the disputes within a family over inheritance.
那很多人赚钱把健康丢了。
Many people, in order to make money, actually lose their health.
但是用钱却买不回健康。
And yet, with money, you cannot buy health.
所以金钱也不是一个人生可以建立的一个根基。
So money is not the foundation that we should be building our life upon either.
那又或者你把人生建立在婚姻家庭上面。
Or maybe you're trying to build your life upon marriage and family.
那你的生活都是围着家庭儿女去努力。
And every day, your life is revolving around your family.
那最近我们的女儿Lydia 10个月。
So our daughter Lydia has turned 10 months.
那她确实越长大，需要也越多。
And indeed, as she grows each day, there are more and more needs.
那当然我们会忙的，有时也团团转。
And sometimes we too would get really busy.
那我们去思想的时候，她确实带来家庭的快乐，亲情的温暖。
And as we think about it, yeah, certainly she brought much joy to our family, this love in the family.
但如果我和 Grace 的一生都只是为她而活。
But if Grace and I build our life revolving around her,
若我们的人生的目标只是为儿女而活。
If our goals in life is just to live for our children,
那时候要到我们也会失望。
One day, we are bound to be disappointed.
那因为儿女会长大。
Because even children will grow up one day.
会离开家。
They will have to leave us.
离开我们照顾。
They will leave our care.
那甚至有一些的意外，有白发人送黑发人的可能。
And you know, there's even possibility sometimes, unfortunately, the younger people, the children die before the parents do.
那当那天来的时候，若我把人生建立在家庭还有儿女身上，那这个根基也不很久。
So if we have been building our life upon our family, our children alone, then when that day comes, you will find that the foundation will collapse as well.
那有一天我们人生也会坍塌。
Meaning our whole lives will just collapse.
那让我总结第二点。
So now let me summarize the second point.
就是聪明人还有愚昧人的对比。
And that's the contrast between the wise versus the foolish.
那聪明人有远见，他寻求关注永恒的事情。
The wise has foresight, and he chooses to consider and concerns himself with things that are eternal.
那他知道有风雨洪水来的那一天。
He knows one day, winds, rain, floods are bound to come.
所以他追求把人生建立在可靠的磐石上面。
So he seeks to build the foundation upon the rock.
是能够持久，能够永恒的。
It's a foundation that's lasting, that's solid.
那相反，愚昧的人只看到眼前的事情，短暂的事情。
On the other hand, the foolish man only sees what is transient.
那他把他的人生建立在短暂会过去的人事物上面。
And he builds his life upon all these things and people that are bound to pass away.
风雨来的那一天是经不起考验而会坍塌的。
So when storm comes, when the floods come in, he will not be able to withstand the test and his whole life will collapse.
那让我们来到信息的第三点。
So now let us come to the third point of our message.
那如果是这样，在主耶稣的比喻里面，我们应该如何才能够做那一类聪明的人？
So if that is the case, how can we become one that is wise in this parable of Jesus?
那把人生建立在磐石上面是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to build life's foundation on the rock?
那什么才是那个稳固可靠可以持久的根基呢？
So what is this solid, lasting foundation?
那什么是那个能够帮助我们面对人生的风雨，仍然帮助我们不动摇，是我们能够依靠，能够带领我们进入永恒的磐石呢？
So what is that rock that would help us to pass through life's ups and downs, all these storms and testings, and yet be unshaken? What is thiseternal rock, that rock that we can rely on that would bring us into eternity.
那我们来看一节的经文，在哥林多前书三章十到十一节。
Let us read together 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10
to 11. 我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎在怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
那在这里，使徒保罗帮助我们看到，在神的智慧还有他的计划当中，他已经立了耶稣基督做那个磐石。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul is helping us to know that in God's wisdom and His plan, He's already chosen Jesus as that foundation.
那神设立了耶稣基督做人类的救主。
And He has chosen Jesus Christ to be our Messiah, our Savior.
那用他做我们的榜样，
and he set Jesus as our example.
直到我们看到他的榜样，还有听到他的教导的时候，能够知道人应该如何回应神，可以讨神的喜悦。
So that we would know from learning from Jesus' example and hearing his teaching, how one is to respond and commit his life totally to God.
那可以帮助我们。可以得到神的接纳，在神的国度里面有份。
So that we may be accepted and pleasing to God, and so that we may share in the kingdom of God.
那既然磐石是耶稣基督，那什么叫做把人生建造在磐石里呢？
If this foundation is talking about Jesus Christ, then what does it mean to build our life upon this solid rock?
那什么叫做建造在耶稣基督里面呢？
And what does it mean to be built in Jesus Christ?
那大家可以想象一下这个盖房子的比喻。
So let us consider again this parable of the two foundations.
那房子的根基是凿进去这个磐石里面的。
So once our foundation is dug deep into the rock.
那房子是连接于磐石。
And this house is connected, intertwined with this rock.
那也依靠它可以稳固。
So as you rely upon this rock, there's a solid foundation. It's very stable.
特别是风雨水冲来的时候，因为这个房子是连接于这个磐石，所以它可以抵挡这些的冲击跟压力。
So when the winds, the floods come in, because this house is directly connected, or solidly connected to this rock, it can withstand the blow and all these disasters.
所以这个房子是依靠这个磐石而得以稳固。那换句话说，那也意味着当我们把人生建立在基督里，也意味着我们的人生是完全的依靠基督，也是效法基督而活的。
So, just as the house is relying upon this solid foundation of the rock, our lives are totally dependent and reliant upon the rock Jesus Christ, living in him. And that means to imitate Jesus, the way he lives.
那所以去依靠基督，效法基督而活，这也是为什么主耶稣说，听他的话而行的人就是把房子盖在磐石上的聪明人。
So we are to rely on Christ and to imitate him in the way we live, and that is why Jesus is saying, those who listen to his word and implement it, they are like the wise man who built his house upon the rock.
那当我们人生的目标是去效法基督，效法他如何不为自己而活，而是全心的爱神，也舍己爱人的时候，那我们就是将生命建在基督这个神所立的这个救恩的根基上面了。
So when our life goal is to rely on Christ and imitate him, not to live for ourselves, but to wholeheartedly love God and others, we are actually building our lives upon Jesus Christ, which is the foundation that God has set in his plan of salvation.
就如打根基到这个磐石里面是需要花精神、时间跟代价。
Just that it takes time, effort, and the great cost in order to dig deep, and lay this foundation in a rock.
那我们人生里面去依靠基督去效法他，也不是一次过的事情。
Similarly, as we learn to rely on Christ and imitate him in the way we live, it's not a one-off thing.
而是我们每天生活的目标。
It should be our goal daily.
那就如哥罗西书的二章六到七节。
Just as Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7.
这里说，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也增长了。
Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
使徒保罗也清楚地去指出。
And here the Apostle Paul points out clearly.
那基督徒既然领受了主耶稣基督，就要遵他而行，意思就是按着他的样式去生活。
For Christians who have already received Christ Jesus as Lord, they should be imitating Jesus and do according to what he teaches.
那我们的行事为人，我们生活的目标都是在效法耶稣基督。
So, every day the way we live and the way we treat others should be based on imitating how Christ lives.
那效法他如何全心全意的去爱神。
To follow his example in loving God and others wholeheartedly.
那去行神的旨意。
And to do God's will.
那所以就如打根基，那不是一次过的事情。
So it's really very similar to building or laying a foundation, yeah, because it is not just a one-off thing.
而是深深的挖地，是需要花功夫，还有精力，还有代价的。
If you want to dig deep and lay this solid foundation, it takes a lot of time and effort, and there's a great cost to it.
Yeah, 这就是聪明人，主耶稣眼中聪明人他们所行的。
And this is what the wise man does in Jesus' parable.
那让我为今天的信息做一个总结。
So now let me summarize my message today.
那我们从主耶稣在登山宝训的最后一段教导里面学到三个方面。
Today we learned from this final section of the Sermon of the Mount, 3 points.
那真正聪明的人，是那些听到主耶稣的话就去行的人。
The first point, a true wise man is a person who hears the word of Jesus and does it.
那他明白多少，就在生活中去顺服，依靠神去回应多少。
However much he's received, he has heard, he then responds accordingly.
那这就是神还有耶稣基督眼中看为有智慧、有聪明的人了。
And such a person is someone that God and his son Jesus Christ considers as wise.
那第二点，我们学习到聪明人和愚昧人的对比。
And the second point, we learned about the contrast between a wise and foolish person.
那聪明人的眼光是有远见的。
A wise man has foresight.
他愿意花代价为将来、为永恒去做预备。
He's willing to pay the cost, the price, in order to prepare for eternity.
那他把人生建造在稳固的磐石上，是坚固，不会轻易动摇的。
And he's building his life upon this eternal rock that's stable, that is unshaken.
愚昧人只关注眼前的事情。
But a foolish man cares only about what he sees with his eyes, what is in his immediate environment.
他把人生建立在那些短暂、不可靠、会过去的人事物上面。
And he's building his life upon things and people that are bound to pass away, that are not reliable, that are transient.
那第三点，我们学习到基督就是神所立的根基。
The third point we see that Jesus Christ is the foundation that God has laid.
那当我们去建立我们的人生，将我们人生建基在基督耶稣里面这个磐，基督耶稣这个磐石里面的时候呢？
And as we build our life on Jesus Christ, this foundation that God has laid,
那也意味着我们是依靠他、效法他而生活的。
It means that we rely on him to live our everyday life.
那若你愿意，好像主耶稣在登山宝训的结尾所说，做聪明人。
And if you're willing to imitate Jesus' example, if you're willing to be like the wise person that Jesus is talking about in this section in the Sermon of the Mount,
那愿意在生活中听从耶稣的教导而遵行。
You're willing to listen to Jesus' teaching and carries it out to act upon it.
那主耶稣的话说，你是一个聪明人，你正在建立你的人生在有根有基的磐石上面。
Jesus is telling you, yes, you are the wise man, and you are building this foundation upon the rock.
当你跟随耶稣十字架的路去遵循神心意的时候，也一定会经历到主耶稣所经历的。
And as you walk this path of the cross, just as Jesus did, and fulfill God's will, you would definitely experience what Jesus experienced as well.
那就是能够经历到神与你亲密的同行。
You would experience God walking closely with you.
那你会经历到行神心意的喜乐。
And you would experience the joy of doing God's will.
那这样的人，他的人生是有稳固根基的。
And such a person has a solid foundation for his life.
那即便遭遇死亡、患难，也不动摇。
And even when disasters come, or even when in the face of death, he will be unshaken.
那因为亚伟神乐意与这样的人同行。
Because Yahweh God is more than willing to walk with such people.
他乐意以这样的人为他国度的子民。
And he's pleased to have them as part of his kingdom, people of his kingdom.
那我今天的分享就到这里。
So my my message concludes here.
请邀请 Grace 为我们做一个结束祷告。
So let us pray.